Little Richard, Rock and Roll Progenitor by Stephanie Zacharek. In the 1940s, teenagers were just adults in waiting, busy with the responsibilities like going to war. But the luckier teenagers of the 1950s became a kind of royalty, and Little Richard, who died on May 9th at age 87, welcomed them with an embrace of raucous peacock splendor. In 1955, his Tutti Frutti hit like a glitter bomb of self-expression, opening with a lomp bomp bomp that would be rock and roll's Big Bang. Everyone who followed, an eternally scrolling list that includes the Beatles, Elton John, and of course Prince, owes him a debt. To anyone who would listen, and to those who wouldn't, the man who was born Richard Wayne Penniman in Macon, Georgia, often boasted that he invented rock and roll. But is it a boast if it's true? His splashy but elegant piano attack, his voice as raw as a hungry kiss. Little Richard was carnal but never vulgar. And his personal style, the pencil mustache, the metallic suits, the pompadour reaching toward heaven, spoke to the man inside the woman and the woman inside the man. He showed the world what it meant to be yourself at a time when that was much harder than it is today. Any among us who ever wanted to scream, shout, or wear a sequin, we are all children of Little Richard.